So, brother, how important is it to discover your God-given identity after a loss?
Yeah, you're a new person in that your life is radically changed. What I had done for the previous 4 years was centered mostly on this. Now, I still worked. I still wrote a certain amount. I do articles and stuff. I put aside book projects and a study Bible that I was working on and different types of things. But now, I don't check in on Nancy all the time. I don't bring her meals. I don't do the things that you do with somebody who's dying or somebody who's needy. I'm not taking her to doctor's appointments. I'm not making sure that she gets the right medicines. So my life has changed. And that's where identity comes in, because if you're somebody's primary caregiver, if you've poured your thoughts and heart and energy into somebody, and now they're with the Lord, they're doing great, but you're not doing great. And now it's a question of what do I do? Well, what do I do with my time? And in my case, I could go, well, I can go back to writing, except at first it's extremely difficult. Because I was so distracted, and grief gives you that, you mentioned numbness, that numb feeling. There were days after Nancy died when I literally would look at my watch or my phone, not to see what time it was, but to see what day of the week it was. And in some cases, I forgot what month it was. The sense of time is not normal when you're deeply in grief about someone. Your life is not normal at all. And it's very common for people to think they're going crazy. They think Alzheimer's is coming on, because they just can't remember, that they're forgetting things and they're not. And I went through that. I go, wow, am I losing it now? Fortunately, of course, I'm getting older, so there is a gradual mental decline, but I'm very grateful to say that I can still put a sentence together when I'm writing and hopefully when I'm talking. But my point is, for whatever time I have left, I want to be who God has called me to be. For me, part of that is writing, part of it is speaking, and I have returned to those things. And the rest of my life, I want to do those things until I finally can't do those things, and then I'll quit. But God still has a purpose for me. And that's what everybody who loses a loved one, God still has a reason for you to be here. And in some cases, you're going to have to find new activities, new hobbies, new sports, or go back to the old ones they used to do in the old days. And that's pretty common. I was kind of an amateur astronomer. I had a very nice telescope, which I actually, when Nancy and I got married, after about a year, we really needed a car. So I sold the telescope and bought a car. Okay. It was a nice telescope, but it wasn't a nice car. So, I mean, that was like, but that was a great trade-off. Kids came. I didn't have time to go out night after night and spend hours under the stars. It's a wonderful thing I did as a kid. Now, while I haven't gone back to doing that, I haven't gotten another telescope. I have many times, very frequently, I'll go out at night and just look at the stars like I did as a kid. And somehow I got away from that in the years of caring for Nancy. I mean, sometimes we do it, but not that often. Reintroduce yourself to things that you used to love to do. Go for long bike rides. Take up certain things. If you like a certain kind of traveling, do the traveling. Yeah. I've gone back to Maui. That was Nancy's favorite place. And she and I have friends that have a place in Maui that they let us stay for free and let us use their car. Let me give their name and address so everyone can contact them. No, but I would just say this: if you're looking for friends, it would not be a bad thing if they have a place in Maui that they let you use for free, because that's what was true for us over the years, and it became like a second home to us. And our kids went there when they're young, because they've let us do this for countless years. I mean, our girls are in their 40s now. But I've gone back several times, I think three times since Nancy went home to be with the Lord. And I go back to a lot of her favorite places and my favorite places, restaurants we'd eat in, snorkeling spots, beaches she loved, parts of the island that were favorites for her. And I just, find whatever it is to give you new things to do or old things to do, but also things that bring memories and honor to the person you loved. Go to her favorite restaurant or your favorite restaurant or whatever it is. Sit there by yourself. I don't mean go with a friend. You can go with a friend, that whatever. But I'm just saying, whatever speaks to you in your grief, do those things. And then as time goes on, it's not that you get over grieving. I don't think I'll ever be over the loss of my soulmate and best friend, but I certainly have become better and better at living a life that's positive. And by that, I don't mean I never cry. I do sometimes. In my case, having a dog that Nancy and I picked out together and that we got just a year before Nancy died. She's a huge dog lover. And so when I take Gracie for walks every day, which, by the way, that gets me out of the house every day. Otherwise, I do exercise on an exercise bike often when I'm riding. And so I got a little platform that my laptop is on and I'm doing this. And when I have book deadlines, that might, and certain times of year, not this time of year, but other times of year, where, the weather's bad in Oregon, where I am. And then, that works out great. But I also never stay inside. I mean, ice, snow, whatever. Gracie insists on going outside. We go for a walk, even if it has to be adapted or whatever. And so for whatever it is for you, if you love animals as we do, be sure you have a pet. If your pet dies, get another pet that will also bring you joy. And just move forward with the ways God can help you function. And I think that is what recaptures your identity or helps you establish, even to a degree, a new identity.